Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. We're going to get right into the message tonight. We're not going to waste any valuable time. We got a lot of scriptures that will prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that we're basically, fundamentally, and purposely chosen before the foundation of the world to be the kindred offspring of the mighty God, amazing, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. You know, I just get thrilled to think about that I have a blood kindred relationship back to the Father. We're going to the book of Revelations, chapter 5. One of the elders said unto me, "Weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." Well, that sounds good enough for me, don't it, you? Somebody to loose the seal. Except, that ain't exactly how it reads. We've been duped into thinking through the English translations that that's how the original scriptures read, and it's not. There's a great spiritual, psychological hang-up right there. And if we could take the scriptures and basically instruct those to receive the instruction from the instructor or the original language sequence, we could probably get on board real faster. Well, here's the original reading in the Greek. "Behold, I have overcome the Lamb." No. That ain't how it reads. That's the way most people would think, because you see the battle between the Lion and the Lamb. Now, which one is going to overcome? "Behold, I, the Lamb, have overcome the Lion of the tribe of Judah to loose the seals and open the book." That's the original rendering of the Greek language from the original text, not as it says in the scriptures of the English text, incorrectly rendered. I just gave you the correct translation. "I, the Lamb, have overcome the Lion of the tribe of Judah to loose the seals and open the book." Well, somebody got to overcome somebody here. In this case, it's the Lamb. You better bet on the Lamb. Now, there is something here that really blows me away. The ninth verse. This is where we're going to. "And they, the redeemed, sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us." There's your Redeemer. Kinsman Redeemer. That's what we're wanting tonight. That's what we're talking about. I'm getting a feedback in my earphone here, and I don't know where that's what that's from. Hold on just a minute. Let me check this out here. Well, I guess we're okay there. Praise Yahweh. But now then, here is what we're going to look at. The redeemed and the redeemer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me astound you with a statement here of truth of an ancient proportions, that from the very word go, the Messiah came only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel to redeem kinship, the kindred, kinsman redeemer. Now, if the kinsman redeemer is to redeem his sheep, then they have to be kin. Well, let's find out if that's true. Notice as we read, thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. So it's a blood covenant out of every kindred. Now that's Strong's number, 5443. Now write that down. 5443, Strong's, in the Greek interlinear, you'll find it in the Strong's Concordance. Strong's number, 5443. I'd like for you to look that up, because it says specifically right here that by his blood he has redeemed us out of every kindred. So the ones that were redeemed are kin. You can't be redeemed unless you're kin to the Redeemer. Can I make it any more plain? And we've been told that Christ come to save the world, that the Messiah come into the world to save all the world, and we've been made to believe that, and that we're told to go in and make proselytes. But the Bible says when we make one, we're making twofold more the child of hell than he was to begin with. Now, what is the advantage to go into all the world and make one proselyte twofold more than he was to begin with? Tell me what the profit is here. Who's doing this? The deceived. Those that don't know better. Because here it says specifically that you must be kindred to be redeemed. The Father is only redeeming his kinfolks. Now let me give you that famous text that we have anchored this series, eight-take series, on this very scripture itself right here. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. Now, you know who we're talking about there. Revelation 22:16. I am the root and the offspring. This is kinship. Not only is he the root, but he's kinship. Are you listening to me? Not only did he come from the kin or the kindred, he was picked out among the kindred, he came for the kindred, the sheep. You come for goats, ladies and gentlemen. You can't save a goat. You can't change the nature of a tree and its fruit. It just will not happen. Although we've got an energy, we've got a zeal, but we don't have any knowledge. The Bible says it's two for and about one family in the earth. This is kindred. How could the redemptive kindred redeemer redeem unless there was kinship involved? From the book of Ruth, where we are taking our action pro series to come into realization that it's two for and about one people in the earth exclusively. And I know that's racial, has racial overtones, because it exempts so many of the other peoples in the earth if they're not kindred. You say, well, you mean everybody don't have a chance, Pastor Buddy? A chance for what? Let me read here. And this is so plain. I don't know why people can't see it, why they won't fess up to it. And we're so zealous that we can pass land and sea, like I said, to convert people. When we ought to be saving our nation of Israelites. You say, oh, that's the Jews. You're talking about the Jews. Aha, I got it. No, I'm not talking about the Jews. I'm talking about the house of Israel. The 13 tribes, not one tribe. Where in the world did the 13 tribes go to? Nobody ever preaches about them. Pastor Buddy's the only one I hear on the radio that's giving homage and allegiance to kindred relationships to the 12 tribes. And I'm gonna read you emphatically who's gonna enter into what we call heaven, where people are teaching that everybody can go to heaven. Anybody can go to heaven, they say. Anybody can go to heaven. All you gotta do is come to our church and get your ticket. Check in with us, and we'll see that you get in there because we're close to God. We're God's people. We take on the name of Jesus Christ, and if you'll believe in Jesus Christ and confess it with your mouth, you'll be saved, and you can go to heaven. That's a lie of the devil. You say, well, the Bible says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus come in the flesh is of God. That's exactly what it says. But he said, whosoever won't confess it is Antichrist. Now, there's the key. Antichrist. Instead of being relationship to kindred, thou hast redeemed us by thy blood out of every kindred. Strong's number 5443 again. We have been redeemed by kindred blood to kinship people. All of the 12 tribes, with the 13th now thrown in, which is Manasseh. Joseph was replaced by two. Give us 13 instead of 12. Ephraim had the birthright. Manasseh was a great blessing, Great Britain. America is Ephraim. Now then, we have the right as a kindred, adopted kindred. In the case of the last two sons of Joseph, see, Joseph was the 11th son chosen to have the birthright, as I have told you, and only kindred spirits can be redeemed by the blood of the kindred redeemer. Well, that's why I like to preach on it, although it's a racial context message that it's too foreign about the house of Israel. Only the house of Israel. I want to repeat this. Only the house of Israel is the covenant promises made. What's going to do with the rest of people? But I don't know. It's not my worry. It's not my concern. If you save yourself, you do well. If you save your family, you do well. Do you know most missionaries go abroad to save somebody over in West Africa or Timbuktu or wherever Charlie roams the earth, and their own family is lost on drugs, penniless, walking, sleeping on air grates, heat ventilators in city streets, cardboard boxes. While this nation goes to hell, we're out trying to save the hell out of the nation. I mean, we've lost all our priorities, reckoning, and reasoning because we've abandoned family, kindred, and gone in search of family that is not kindred to save them and tell them they can go to heaven. What a gracious lot we are. Oh, how charitable we are. Sending bread to the hungry. And we've got people right here. These churches collect great gobs of money, send very little of it over, but what little they do wouldn't feed the people that's hungry here, let alone the world. I mean, we got hungry, homeless, kindred people. And we go out and try to save the rest of the world. And they know we're a bunch of patsies and a bunch of fools, and they just accept the God that we serve and take our money and our food and our charity. Wipe their face with a grin and say, well, you know how those Yankees are. Let me tell you something here, ladies and gentlemen. It is an evident fact that Yahweh came for kindred spirits. Thou hast redeemed us out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Let me repeat that. Thou hast redeemed us out of every kindred. That don't mean all nations. It says a kindred people and tongue and people in all the nations. You see, Israel was scattered throughout all the nations. Now the kinship, kindred redeemer, kinsman redeemer, is now in search of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. Starting verse 5 and 6 was the command to go only to the lost sheep. Don't go to the Gentiles. Well, we want to go to the Gentiles and leave the kindred sheep out of the equation. We need to get back to racial covenant identity to teach the revelation that he came to for and about one people. That is the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's all. And we would do well to come back and huddle around the lost masses of Jacob Israel. Seek our own. Minister to our own. To the kindred. For the kinsman redeemer will only redeem those that are kin to him and his blood. By his blood, we have been redeemed kindred people out of all the nations. Kindred. If you're an Israelite, I'm kin to you, and you're kin to me, whether you realize it or not. And the bonds of religion, shackles of religion, and the walls of religion has nothing to do with blood kindredship. Although man has formed a good wall of ignorance, fear, and superstition, and gone out to save the world and left the 13 tribes to fend for themselves. Well, I'm a 13 tribe minister. I'm only ministering to the lost sheep of Israel. I ain't got no more commission, authorization to go anywhere else but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. To, for, and about am I sent to declare the gospel to the kindred people of Jacob Israel. And that's the only authorization any minister's got. Why isn't it so? Why do we not have kindred ministers seeking their own instead of those that are not kindred? Because it's more profitable to go with the 501(c)(3) crowd and expand into the world and create a large mass missionary approach appeal where we have mass people joining through false covenants. There's no covenant but two, four, and about the kindred sheep of the house of Israel. That's the only covenant written in the earth to anybody. And yet we go beyond the covenant written and seek out those that are not kindred, and we make them two, four more the child of hell than they were to begin with. Now listen to this. Revelation 21, and let's find out who it's to. Let's see who's going to go to heaven. It tells us in the Bible who's going to go to heaven, but we just don't want to believe it and confess it and muster up to the truth of it. Revelation 20, 1 and 12. And this great city had a great wall, high, and it had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, the names written therein, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, you're only going to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I'm going to repeat this. It's hard for me to preach with a buzz in my ear, but I'm going to preach anyway. We're only going to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, why would we want to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Simply because that's who our command was to go to. Now, I'm going to read you the command here. Now, remember, a kindred people by the blood been redeemed by a kinsman redeemer to the 12 tribes of the house of Israel. 13 now, as I told you, the adoption of Manasseh and Ephraim. Ephraim being the birthright son. That out of the tribe of Ephraim would come the kinsman redeemer. Only out of that. He is not a Jew. He will not come from the 12 tribes of other gates. He will only come through the gate of Joseph Ephraim. That's the tribe that the Messiah walked through. Because he had to have birthright qualifications as a kinsman redeemer, that he would come through the tribe that had birthright ability chosen by the Messiah himself as a blood kindredite. And it's all in the Bible of what bloodline he was. And people that have believed that Christ was a Jew have believed a lie. And they're preaching a lie. And they're teaching a lie. And why would they do that? Simply because they've been hoodwinked by people like Scofield. The first Bible I ever bought and obtained was the Scofield Bible. And in his footnotes, which he's a very popular author, great individual, no doubt, but by his design, by his self-centeredness of Zionism, he and his footnotes have changed the minds of the preachers on the 501(c) band, and now they're beating the flag of a Scofieldology and are teaching that Christ was from the tribe of Judah, and he wasn't. He just didn't do his homework. He was just deceived, like a lot of other people are, that preach that. They can't read it, but they believe it. And they've been taught it, and it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks that have been bound up with the falsehood of religion and false doctrine that had got them on the wrong foot, and then when they hear the truth, they certainly won't stop and change cadence and march to a different beat of the drum, because, as I said, it's hard for old dogs to learn new tricks. Preachers would have to take down, redo their foundation, rewire their DNA subconscious to preach the truth rather than preach what somebody has told them out of the 23rd chapter of their imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a close walk. It's a thin line. Darkness and light has no fellowship, and I can't walk with those that will preach false gospel, just like most people won't walk with me because I preach that Christ was an Ephraimite, when they always believed he was a Jew. They will come and reason. I mean, I've offered to debate this with some of the greatest preachers in the land, and they refuse because they know. They know, whether you do or not, they know. And I'm just not up here bumping my gums or trying to create another religion, which is not my intention. I just want to preach the truth. The Bible says the gospel stop every mouth. If we can prove what bloodline that Christ was from, then shouldn't that be sufficient? Well, it should be, but they won't listen to it. They will go ahead and cast that truth to the ground and say, well, I know what I believe. I know what my daddy taught me. I'm saying what dad taught me, and I'm saying what grandpa taught, and I'm saying what grandmother believed. And they hang on to tradition in the face of the truth and cast it to the ground and go ahead and prosper. They ain't going to prosper at the gate. They're going to have gate trouble. Here it is in 21:16. Right here it says that the names, only the names of the 12 tribes of the house of Israel are going to enter into the city. I want to teach this now. Kinship redeemed out of the 5th chapter of the book of Revelations, over to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, over to the 22nd chapter. It's where we find our sufficient evidence for blood, kindred, relation of a kinsman redeemer, qualified to redeem only the 13 tribes of the house of Israel. Only the names that are written in the walls. Remember, your name was written on the Lamb's book? There's your Lamb's book. It's a four-square city with 12 gates into the entrance of that city, and only those who are found written in the book and are written in the walls of memorial remembrance of a kinsman redeemer. He died for his own. Oh, my. Oh, my. He died for his own genetic bloodline. How much plainer can Pastor Buddy be to tell you that Christ redeemed us with his own blood, because he is not only the offspring of the house of David, he is the root of the house of David. And tomorrow night we'll tell you who David's bloodline was, and that will surely give you sufficient evidence to prove that Christ himself was from the bloodline of David. Not only was he the offspring, he was the root of David's blood. Oh my! Hallelujah! You hear it only on the Shepherd's Calling yet. The world ain't going to be the path to our door because we built a better mousetrap to catch Christians. It's because that we preach the truth and Christians flee from it. And if I was up to preaching a lie and had a big following, it would get bigger because people love big crowds and love to follow a lie. And they shun the truth. They cast the truth behind them in order to keep a lie before them. They live in denial. This is too tough. This old pastor, but if I was to believe like you did, I'd be hated, and I couldn't go down to the church, and I couldn't become a member, and I'd lose my fellowship, and I'd lose this, and I'd lose that. You ain't going to lose nothing but a lie to get the truth. But if you love a lie, you're going to cast the truth behind you. You're going to ignore it, push it off, and brush it aside, and stop your ears up, and ain't going to listen to it, because it hurts to change. Truth changes you. Truth makes you a new creature. Truth will revamp your foundation. Truth will tear down everything that you haven't built correctly on. You say, well, I've always heard that Jesus was a Jew. Glory to God. And you know, old Pastor so-and-so, he was such a fine fellow. Glory to God. And he preached that long ago. And I'll just have to state that now, Pastor Buddy. I can't go with what you're saying. I've never heard nobody preach like you do anyway. And you're just such a vulgar preacher. And you're just such a hard preacher. And you're just so strange. I don't know about you. You're against all the churches. Folks, I'm not against the church, the seven church ages in the scriptures. I'm for every one of them. The elected ones. The kinsmen. That's who I'm preaching to. I'm preaching to the church. I'm just an outsider trying to get inside to where all of the people are bound up in the bell boxes, deceived and being deceived by those corruptible minds that are preaching for filthy lucre, where I'm preaching for truth. And get very little lucre to pay my support and my way and to feed my family, because I am a full-time minister getting very little support. That's all right. I'm going to preach the gospel anyway if I have to drink brunch water and eat cornbread. I'm going to preach the truth. If it higher lifts the devil and puts a kick in his back and he goes straight to hell, I've got to preach the truth. I'm going to preach the truth if I'm hated. For his name's sake, despise and cast out, which I am. I'm going to preach the truth because I'm a kindred spirit, belonging to the kinship family of the house of Israel. To them am I only sent. I'm going to give you the scripture for that. You may not be aware of the scriptures that's written about who we are to go to. If I was to tell you in the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew that there is a very important scripture there, would you believe it? Would you believe that Christ said in the 24th verse of Matthew chapter 15, when they asked him, you know, if anybody should have been a great evangelist and went out to save the whole world, should have been Christ. But listen to what he said. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, let me repeat that. Here's the greatest evangelist who's ever stood. Our Messiah. Here's the one that the Christians get up every Sunday morning and praise and send missionaries all over the world. Not to chase the lost sheep, but to say that and chase, drag, and pull and tug everything into the kingdom that will support that particular denomination with its tithes and offerings. That's what they want the membership for. So that they have a great name of being one of the largest denominations in the world. Oh, what a testimony. If I belong to the largest denomination, I'd have resigned tonight and get out of it. Because Yahweh is not where the crowd is. He's not with the many, he's with the few. And the only few he's with is his sheep, and they're all kin to one another in the 13 tribes of the house of Israel. Now, granted, they're scattered abroad, and to them he said, I am only sent to. Now, you say, well, but he gave the disciples a different charge. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Who'd he say to go into all the world and preach the gospel to? He's on record. Listen here. And the 12, the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not, go not, go not in the way of the Gentiles. Strong number 1484, ethnos. In this case, it's rendered heathen. Go not into any city of the Samaritan, enter you not. But go rather unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10, verses None of that's what it says here. I don't know. I really don't. I just don't know. I really don't. Praise Yahweh. And I hope and trust that this message is getting through to you tonight. I hope it's being broadcast all over the world via internet. And I hope and trust that it is. And if it is, you're probably hearing two messages at the same time. And I don't know what the background feed is, but I'm hearing it in my headset. So me and somebody else is preaching a good message here. I just hope you can discern it and render it effectively into your heart and get the message here that Yahweh sent his messengers, his disciples, only to four and about one people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now you have to be kindred. You have to be blood kindred to Jacob. I said you have to be blood kindred to the house of Israel. And by being blood kindred to the house of Israel, you will have, praise Yahweh, you will have a right to the tree of life. Now, if you've got a right to the tree of life, why don't you just come on board and get the original truth and stay with it? Why would we want to deviate from the royal covenant bloodline? Praise Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is so magnanimous and magnificent. It is a wonder to have the truth in our life. We are of all people blessed if we're Jacob, Israel, kindred. And yet, we waste so much of our energy, times, and we have so many of our sheep that is lulled to sleep with the venom of the serpent. That Jesus loves everybody. Glory to God. And that Jesus wanted us to save the world when there's not one scripture that says so. Matter of fact, I just give you counter scriptures to prove otherwise. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he himself admitted that he was only sent to the lost sheep and commanded his 12. These are where we get our missionary spirit. Not to go in and save the world or the peoples of the world or the heathen or the Gentiles, but to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who we're sent to, and it has to be blood redeemable kinship. Only the names of the kindred are written in the foundation gates. And the twelve angels, there are literally 12 guardian angels guarding the gates to the inner city of New Jerusalem. There ain't nobody going, ladies and gentlemen, except those whose names are written on the walls of jasper. In that, there will be a search for your name. If your name is in the wall, at the gate that you are to enter in from the tribe that you are descended from in blood kindredship, you can go in, otherwise you have no authorization entrance instructions. The gospel just ain't to save the world. The Bible said some are made to be taken and destroyed as natural brute beasts. And I know that's a hard saying, because we'll save anything we can drag, chase, push or pull into the church. Especially these denominational 501(c) agenda churches, because their thrust is not to preach the message to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's not their message. They weren't sent to do that. No wonder they don't do that. Only the preachers that are preaching the justice of kindred redemption are preaching the racial covenant identity message to for and about the lost sheep of the house of Israel, authorized by our creator, designer, and our kinsman redeemer. By his blood, he made us nigh. And only a sheep will hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Now, what's the hard understanding about that? What's so hard to grasp about the revelation of kinship? Here it is, in the 5th chapter of the book of Revelations again, where he says that he's going to save those who are kindred among the nations. Not all the nations. Everybody jumps on that in all the nations. But it was the lost sheep scattered among the Gentiles. And he said, do not go to the Gentiles, but go to them that scattered among the Gentiles. The Gentiles are heathen. Don't go to them. This message is not for them. Boy, I mean, you know, my message goes over like a lead balloon. That gets a little support sometimes. It scares me. I wonder how I stay on the radio and do the things I do. And I'm on every night of the week. Every night. Live. An hour. Around the world. And how do I do it? I don't know. I really don't. I rake and scrape. I pray. I fast. Man, I was forced fasting last week. Maybe that's what it's for. I couldn't eat a bite for 5 days. Not one bite. Very little water. Because I'm preaching the truth. Attacked by the enemy. The children of darkness. The forces of darkness attack me daily. And try to discourage me and beat me down. Want me to give up and turn back and drop this message and join back up with the world. Or I could be on Easy Street with a retirement plan that I've been in this gospel for 50 years. And yet I'm still struggling. I'm just a poor mountain preacher. But I'm preaching to the world. I go around the world. Anybody in the world can get me tonight. It's got a computer download. Anybody tonight that's got a shortwave radio on Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on 5070 WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, which covers two-thirds of the globe, can pick up my voice for 1 hour live. That's all I can afford. I'd like to be on every night. But I can't afford it. But I can afford through the blessings of microbroadcasting.com. I can afford to be on internet radio with my voice, the lone voice. Nobody agrees with me. That's okay. 99% of the preachers that are preaching on this radio station wouldn't agree with me. That's okay. I don't fall out with them. I don't call them bad names. And they don't. That's what bother me. At least they don't call me. And I talk about me behind my back with sticks and stones and breaking the bone, but the words will never hurt me. If they wanna get in and debate the gospel, I've got a King James Bible 66 book that I've read for 55 years. I've read the Bible backwards and forwards. I've read it forwards many times, backwards once, to see if I'd missed anything going backwards. I read the whole Bible through from Revelation to Genesis backwards. What'd you do this for? I don't know, just see if I'd missed anything. I learned quite a few things by doing it. I'm glad I did. But I studied the scriptures, not to brag about it, but I have studied to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. When I tell you that Christ wasn't a Jew, I can prove it in the Bible that he wasn't didn't have one drop of Jewish blood in his veins, as far as Judah. He was from completely another bloodline. A completely different father in the house of Israel fathered Christ's bloodline, and Christ was the progenitor of that very bloodline that he fathered, and David just happened to be in it. He's one of the many that's in that downline of the genetics. And I can prove to you what bloodline he was. Prove it to you. It's right in the Bible. I can read it right out of the Bible. And that's why the preachers don't bug me. Don't bug me. That's why they don't come after me. Because 99% of them preached that he was a Jew, but then when they heard me preach, they sort of cut down the radio, cut it off. They want to, you know, it bothers their heart. Because, see, you're responsible for what you preach. Blood's going to be on your hands. I don't want none on mine. I've only got a few people to be responsible for. That's enough. Certainly don't want the many to be responsible for. If I'm over there with the many, I'm in the wrong crowd. I'm over here with a few, which supposedly is the right crowd. So I must be in the right crowd because few there be that find it. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate. There are few there be that find it. Of kinsmen, redeeming kindred kin of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to whom I'm sent and to whom I'm ministering, to whom I preach, that Christ indeed was not a Jew, but he was an Ephraimite from the house of Joseph. Can you prove that that's what he is? Yes, I can. Well, the Bible said he was born in Bethlehem, Judea. Well, what's that got to do with his bloodline? I mean, I was born in Tennessee, but I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I'll repeat that. I was born in Granger County, Tennessee, on March 4th, 1937. That's when I was born. That made me a Tennessean, but it made me a citizen of the United States of America. Christ was a citizen of Israel. It was us where he was born. That didn't have anything to do with his bloodline. He could have been born in Hong Kong, for all that matter. That would have made him a Chinese if he had Hebrew parents, which is exactly what he had. He said, well, that's about it. He didn't have an earthly father. That's what I'm talking about. He had a father that fathered the bloodline of the Hebrews. Now, how do you like that? I'm going to repeat that. He is the root of the blood of Shem, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the other kindred peoples among the earth. Wherever they have gone to, with the Hebrew blood of the 12 or the 13 tribes in their veins, they are kinship redeemable by kindred. And this kindred is the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He ain't going to never change. He never will. And neither will a leper change his spots. And you can't save the devil. No way, form, or fashion. And you certainly can't make a wolf out of a sheep. Now, let me give you a little amazing terminology. A wolf can disguise himself in sheep's clothing and pretend to be a sheep. A snake can dress up in a sheep's clothing and pretend to be a little innocent lamb. But ladies and gentlemen, sooner or later, the truth will uncover the nature of those who are participating in the counterfeit deception. The Bible said the gospel will find you, break your bone, sever, and get right down to the joint and the very intent of even the thoughts of your heart, the word will examine. And when I go to these bailbox churches, face deacons and preachers and lay members and everything else jumping up and saying, oh, we won't have that here. We won't believe that here. We can't accept that here. What kind of Bible are you preaching out of, Pastor Buddy? We've never heard such nonsense. And I don't even have to open the Bible when I go to church. I can stand on the churches for hours and never open up a Bible and never misquote a scripture. And give them, have four or five. I can keep six or seven readers busy. I can quote them faster than they can find them. Not to be a bragging that sometimes I need to have my Bible up there. Of course, I'm human. And humans will make mistakes. But I don't intentionally err from any scripture, and I do know what the Bible says on the flip side. I've looked at every scripture, backwards and forwards. I've examined all of the major doctrines in the scriptures. And so I've done my homework. I don't have to be ashamed when I get up in front of people. It's the people that are ignorant, have been taught wrong. They suppose things. Well, my Bible says he was born in Bethlehem, Judea. Your Bible didn't say that. You know who said that? It was a scribe that said that. And you are charged to be responsible for when the scribes say that, you're supposed to watch that and examine that to see if it's true. And when you fully examine it, it ain't true. He wasn't born in Bethlehem, Judea. The prophet didn't say he was going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea. That's what the scribe said. You know why they said that? Because they wanted the kinsman redeemer to come out of their bloodline. so that they could have the preeminence. They were jealous and envious of the bloodline that he was to come out of. So that's why Christ said, you better watch them scribes down there. They'll get you. They'll deceive you. They'll make a fool out of you. You know, they had me fooled for 30 years, but I'm now acknowledging that I've done my homework and found out that the scribes and Pharisees are liars. And that's what they do. That's what they do best. They lie. That's what they're here for. They lie. A snake will lie. A snake loves darkness. He likes dark places, and he likes to hide under rocks, and he likes to hide in different places where you can't see him and where you won't really know that he's alive. Praise Yahweh. Praise the mighty name of Yahweh. Somebody's picking me up tonight on the internet, down line somewhere. Send me an email. You got my email address. Just give me an email. Let me know if we're coming in where you're at tonight. Pretty good. Praise Yahweh. Give me some feedback here. Let me know what's going on. Talk to me out there. Praise Yahweh. Give me an email. I don't care who you are, where you're from. Just feed me an email. I want to see if I'm getting out to you. Are you listening to me tonight? Beware of the scribes who come to you in sheep's clothing. Oh yes, they sound like it's definitely what the Bible says. If Satan talks in the Bible, does that mean it's right? Just because it's Bible? No. You got to rightly divide the things that people say in the Bible. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, as it says in Isaiah chapter 28. Verses 10, 11, and 12. You better be discerning. Yeah, Christ. Yeah, he was born into the kingdom tribe of Israel North. It was called the Galilee. He said, oh, that's because he went up there and he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, Pastor Brother. Let me show you something. He's born down there and he crossed the border down there and entered up into Samaria, and he lived up there in Nazareth, and they called him a Nazarene. They also called him a Galilean. And they also debated where he's from. John 7, 40-56. They had a great debate, Reagan, and it's still going on. Pastor Buddy just comes along to renew the debate. It's already been debated thousands of years ago. The majority of people concluded because they've been misinformed by the lying pen of the scribes. Now let me repeat that. In case that you believe everything that's written in the Bible, remember the Bible accuses the scribes who were pensmen, that there is a lying pen written in the Bible, and you better be able to discern it and where it's at and what they're doing, because when Christ was 12 years old, the reason that they marveled at his ability was because he had them, when he was 12 years old, he was already onto their game. They marveled because he knew where they'd changed some text. He straightened them out. But they kept that a secret. It's not written what he said. You'd be amazed to find out what he said to those in charge of the temple, the scribes and the Pharisees. You would be amazed when he was 12 years old what he was telling them that they'd done to the Holy Word, to the Holy Writ, where they tried to change the genealogy, where that they had put themselves in position of power and authority in the Sanhedrin when he called them the serpent seed. And that's exactly what they are. Well, evidently I'm not getting out on the internet because nobody's responding to my call. And that's all right. Praise Yahweh. We'll find out what the deal is here. Evidently I'm getting a feedback in my headset. So evidently something's wrong here with the message tonight going out on the air, or we're being fed two lines into the same system. And that could be a technological problem that we all have to face because technology is wonderful at times, and at times it just bugs the hell out of you. And I guess that's what it's for, to put gray hairs in your head, and I've got a few of them. But let me tell you something. The truth is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. If you're online with the truth, if you're online with the truth that is telling you that the truth is forever settled and nothing to be added to it and nothing taken away, then you know for sure that the truth will make you free. And if you'll stay with the truth, nothing but the truth. So help you, Yahweh, you shall overcome by the grace of the living, mighty Yah, who will give you access to the kingdom principles and give you the power to overcome when the time comes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last days. Why are we in the last days? Simply because the last days is relegated and dedicated to the revelation of the restoration of kindred kinship. And when you see that time come, you know that the end is now when all these signs are coming to pass. Here's Pastor Buddy, been on the radio for the last 10 years. Preaching this, the same message, not changed one bit of it. The same identical message for the last 10 years. Preaching to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. For them to come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. You know who the unclean are? Those who are not bloodline kin. To get away and join your kinsmen kindred in the redeeming covenant pact of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Isn't it wonderful that we would have a right to the tree of life, that we could start and finish the race? Did you know many will start but few finish? Did you know that the process is to those that continue on to the end, the same shall be saved? Did you know that those who have on the whole armor are the ones that's going to be saved? Did you know that those who have access to kindredship and legal bloodline, that you claim to be an heir, that the Father will not will you out of the covenant contract? You say, well, I got to be born again. You don't have to be born again. You're already born. You just got to be born from the birth. That word again is a misnomer. Shouldn't be even be in the scriptures. Where it says, you, a man must be born again before he can see the kingdom of heaven. Say, you've got to be born from above before you can see the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is preached from above to those who are from above, to them that are now below as pilgrims and strangers on the earth, searching for a city to come whose builder, maker, and creator is Yahweh, the kinsman, covenant, redeemer. Any wonderful? Join us, take them full of glory. Can we shout hallelujah? If you're a racial kindred, you can. Can you overcome? You was born to overcome. Can you run the race? You was born to run the race. Are you of the world? No, you're not of the world. He that's of the world, the love of the Father is not in him if you love it. You're out of the world. You're chosen. You're a peculiar. You're a royal blood priesthood. That's as plain as I can make the truth to you, folks. Well, my time is just boogie on by, and I got to get out of here. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. I'm live tonight. This is the 12th day of October for the year 2004. So if you're downloading this tonight on the Internet, wherever you may be in contact with this message, you could write me if you'd like to. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, that's area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write me or call me, or if you'd like to email me tonight, that would be okay also. Now, you can do that by saying this, buddy1@centurytale.net. That's buddy1@centurytale.net. Buddy1. You can get me on the Internet, and you can send me an email message at buddy1@centurytale.net. If you're listening in tonight, anywhere in the nation or around the world, if you're listening to our message tonight, give me an email response and let me know you're out there, and we will respond to your email in time. And and I love you tonight. I appreciate your audience, your listening, and may the Heavenly Father bless you, and may He keep you in His joy unspeakable and full of glory. Remember this one last thought. Yahweh is looking for kinship, kindred, to redeem. If you're one of His sheep, and you're chosen from the foundation of the world, and you're born from above, and you're a stranger and pilgrim in this earth, you have kinship, kindred, consolation, because He died for you, and He sent the shepherds to hunt for you, and I just happen to be one of them. We're strange and peculiar, we're strangers and pilgrims, but we're nigh to His blood, and He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Nothing could be added to that, and nothing taken away. Well, let me get off the loop here tonight. I'll see you on down the line, and may the Heavenly Father bless you and keep you. Here's my sincere prayer. Thank you.